tell us who, the, you know, the Kilmurries, Joe and Mick Kilmurray. Was
Mick. Yeah. Yeah.
What was their relationship now to O'Mealy's?
They were no relation.
No relation, but no they relation, were they neighbours?
They were just people that were neighbours.
Well.
And went over to it. They rambled about, you know.
Yeah.
Joe Kilmurray. Joe Kilmurray was late in life when Joe started learning to play.
And he played pipes?
Aye, it was late on it. So he didn't got it, said he hadn't played it. So then he held concerts and things, and he got up and they bought him a new set. Joe Kilmurray, a new set of pipes. It was made by Burke in Dublin.
Burke?
Burke was his name. And he had a far too. The stock was too long. The regulators was away down.
And he couldn't reach them?
No, he couldn't reach them. I don't know whether they ever got anything done with them. They were talking about trying to get it shortened up.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know what happened to me then.
When would that have been, that work?
When would it have been? Oh, it must be in the... sometime in the 30s.
30s.
Yeah, 30s.
I've heard the name. I've heard the name. I think he made... did he make pipes with flat keys? Did they have flat keys?
He did.
A bit like O'Mealy's.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
It was Hartwick and Blackwood, wasn't it?
Yeah. And when did Joe stop playing?
Oh, sure, he was on and off till he died.
And when was that?
And that was in, I can't rightly say, around the border.
He was interviewed for that radio programme by Robbie Hannon, the Long Note. Oh, that was Mick.
Mick.
Ah.
John was dead at that time.
Yeah.
All right, sorry.
And I tell you, there was a Father Quinn, a musician up from someplace on up the country we got on for the cabin director, Father Quinn. And he's a musician and very interested in it. Took a great interest in traditional. And he got Joe to whistle for him, or the whistle, the tin whistle.
Yeah.
And he recorded it. So he had it at home, and I was talking to a brother of Joe's afterwards, had them, and he says that somebody got the loan of the tape and kept it. He didn't bring back the original at all.
I can't remember where it is now.
No, he didn't know. I don't know what to come with that one either. Because he was to get one for me.
Yeah.
I called him some of the Joe had an immersive lot of shows. Huge.
I played them well.
Oh, he did. But you see, he could get it. If you started to play there, he could follow you straight away with the whistle.
Do you reckon even if he didn't know the tune, he'd be able to jump in?
Yeah. Jump in.
Oh, that's a special... bit of playing there.
He was gifted.
Yeah.
But it was too late to start in life.
You were saying that. And Mick played as well, or did he not?
No, Mick used to play the motor organ. But that's all. He didn't do anything else.
There was something said in the programme about during World War II that RL was talking, writing to Mick about maybe coming back to Temple
that's
Cross.
That's correct, to Joe.
To Joe, was it?
He wrote a letter to Joe that he was to come back. He was thinking of coming back.
Ah, it would have been lovely.
Totally.